Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
The Chris Farrell Show podcast is presented by Felix Savadas Mercedes-Benz of South Charlotte, Charlotte's premier Mercedes-Benz dealer and the Carolinas' number one volume sales leader. Over 300 new and 200 pre-owned vehicles always available. Visit mbcharlotte.com.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 Central on CBS.
The Chris Farrell Show.
Sunday, June 28th, 2020. It is 6:06 a.m. on the East Coast of America. This is Chris Farrell, host of the aforementioned aptly named Chris Farrell Show, emanating WBT Radio in Charlotte, North Carolina, in the aforementioned United States of America. Now, I guess aforementioned was just America. I didn't say United States before, I just said America. Well, I'm sure I've mentioned the United States at some point. Before mentioned, yeah, go back a couple weeks. Now, let's don't. Let's don't say we did. Let's don't go back a couple weeks. Let's keep it moving forward. It's June 28th. The solstice, I believe last weekend, actually. I think it was last Sunday. It was a week ago. And I know enough to know that at that point, the days start getting shorter. I mean, it doesn't get dark until 9 o'clock, but it starts getting dark a little earlier. I say a little. These are still among the longest days of the year, right in the thick of that. But after solstice, the days start getting shorter. You know. I tell you, not a moment too soon, eh? I know it's the same amount of seconds, minutes, hours, all that. You know, wake me when this is over. It's okay with me. Wake me when 2020 makes me envy bears. They can sleep for 6 months at a time. Just pack on. Just gain 50 pounds and take a 6 month nap. It's like to just wake up at Christmas with all this behind us. Everybody okay? I wouldn't wish the time away, but if I could snap my fingers and know that everything's going to be all right, I would probably do that. Because, wow, what a neat trick. Neat trick. Stand dry this evening. And I say that because even if you're covered, the rain might come at you sideways. It's going to be a good afternoon for indoors. It's going to be hot until the storms start up. a little after 3 o'clock is when it's supposed to get cranking, according to what I heard earlier. But there's no hard rule on that. This time of year, keep an eye on things wherever you are, whenever it is, because we've all seen on the radar that one little by itself red dot, and if you look real close, it's like black in the middle, and it'll be the most horrible weather you can imagine for like a mile and a half. We've all seen that. When we see it, it's a lot of times it's this time of year. They're saying it's going to crank up and that wind is going to be a factor. Unsettled, upper level disturbance, that type of talk. Scattered. Stray to scattered. I'll tell you, I'm not going to test it much. I'm going to do what the weather tells me and get out of it when we start hitting all that. You can have the heat anyway. But the days are getting shorter. That's fine, because anywhere we go, we got to walk around in a mask. We're supposed to. According to the governor, if you're in public, you're supposed to have that on. Or the business owner might get you cited for trespassing. Yeah, that's not a recipe for disaster at all. Thanks for passing the buck to the business owner on that. Business owners are hating this. You know who's really hating this? Beautiful people. Gorgeous people. People that when they cover half their face, they're basically covering a commodity. I'm not talking about decent look. I'm talking about the glamorous people, the one percenters. You might know one or two. You might know five in your lifetime. But the ones that they cover up half their face is just a shame. We're a culture that basically worships beauty. And we've been forced into veils. That part of all this feels big picture. When I look on the news, or one of the rare occasions where I do go out these days, I just see another person. They're wearing a mask. The mask looks like, I don't know, it looks like the old air raid block sergeant civil defense stuff. That looks like you need to buy the non-perishable food. That makes you want to stock up on cans. It's very unsettling. I mentioned yesterday, masks do have overall a negative connotation with them. I mean, despite Halloween, despite the Lone Ranger, despite Lucha Libres, where the good guy is typically in a mask, masks themselves, you know, Green Hornet, Batman, you know, they're good guys with masks, but overall, you're wearing a mask because you're either trying to scare somebody, you're trying to hide your identity. Well, now add trying to stop the spread of a deadly virus. throw that on top of what a mask means. 2020's Person of the Year. You know, they've given Person of the Year to objects and ideas before. The computer, the American worker, stuff like that. I mean, they've done stuff like that before. I don't have the list. But I'm thinking the Person of the Year this year is the mask. If it's not the virus. I don't know how they're going to go so far as dramatic. Hopefully, this is less and less and less and less of a story. But it does seem we're still a little ways from that. Taking steps backwards, that's too bad. Now that's too bad. To see good numbers reversing is definitely disheartening. Because we were going in the right direction, and then just as quickly, it seems, and I think Memorial Day was a turning point. Boy, lots happened on Memorial Day, didn't it? Gee whiz. Anything go on Memorial Day? Yeah, the nation pivoted. But it was about that time where we, as in us, as in U.S., before I mentioned United States, it's about that time where we had had enough. Memorial Day was our first, I've had it, hissy fit, I'm going out anyway, kind of scenario. And Memorial Day looked pretty close to normal in a lot of places. And it seems, and all I can do is believe the same sources you hear. I'm not as up on medicine as I was. But it would seem that almost on a dime, almost on cue, almost on Memorial Day, COVID started going back up. It's almost as if it were reacting to what happened in Minnesota. Maybe COVID was thinking about leaving us alone. Saw that and decided we were sick. By the way, regarding folks that are facing the prospect of being stuck in bed most of the day, anything like that. It is the last Sunday of the month. And we do something a little special then. Just for 6:30 news. We'll do it this morning. This morning being Sunday. Sunday, June 28th. Yeah, the veils feel big picture. They feel like they might have been represented symbolically in prophecy somewhere. You could probably dig up a Nostradamus. He did a lot of them. But the veils do feel and look, I'm calling them veils. The masks, what's the difference? The masks feel spooky. They feel and look spooky. I've started a few fights. It's got the governor turning the shopkeeps into corrections officers. Oh, sorry, sir. You're going to have to cover half your face. Which half is up to you, but please, at least half. Chris Farrell, News 1110 WBT. We're on the east coast of the United States. We're in Charlotte, North Carolina. You're in or around there if you're lucky. If you're hearing me, you likely are in and around there. Storms this afternoon. Now, I guess the most pressing local issue is what constitutes the lead story, especially at a place like WBT, where we lead local. I don't know if we still use that tag, but we still do it. We still do it. I don't get to many of the meetings. They're typically held in daylight hours during the week, and that's when I'm attempting to hibernate. But the most pressing local story, I guess, would be that there's bad weather coming. It's going to crank up this afternoon, a little after 3 o'clock, though it is never a wrong time to keep an eye on things where you are. There's no bad time for that. It's going to be hot and then stormy. And to me, that's cool. Everybody stay safe and it's cool. The power stays on. Because it won't feel like a hot day until the wind knocks off the power preceding the storm. And you get a little dose of indoor tropics before the rains come. But keep an eye on things this afternoon. Perhaps stormy weather. Likelihood for stormy weather. I didn't know that the Knights sold the rights to their stadium name. That was news to me. Probably a buyer's market. Anyway, we do this every Sunday, last Sunday of the month. It's pretty self-explanatory as to what and why.
We've got a number we'd like to do for you, especially all of you sick and shut-in listeners, wherever you might be, if we never meet again this side of heaven.
Charm forever and ever.
625.
And start packing.
WBT, a radio.com station.
Chris Farrell at 640. Stroke of 640. Not our last show before the 4th of July. Because we're on the 4th of July. We're ground show. We're not sky show. We're not that big thing in the sky at night. We're that little thing on the ground in the morning. It's never been a bigger deal to be ground show than this year. Yeah, beautiful people are hating these veils. I wish I were beautiful enough for it to matter whether I was wearing a mask. If I put one on, people are like, oh, no, no, we can't. We gotta cure this thing. We gotta find a vaccine. Not quite there yet. I tell you, if the days of the sun going down at 9 p.m. or so, if those never appealed to you as much as some others, be glad to know the days are already getting shorter. Already. That's what the beginning of summer means. The days start, or that's one of the implications, is the days start getting shorter. And today can be turbulent. It's going to be warm and then stormy. But you know what to do. You know where to go. You're already here. If you need to go to the store, just put on your mask. I heard in the news that one of the stores is going to give masks to customers that don't have them. Now, of course, they're within their rights to do this, but I wonder how the people who try to sell masks feel about this. Now, I'm also curious. I knew this was coming. I didn't know how long it would take. Not where masks just become a huge fashion statement, but when the logos start showing up. I wonder if you go to the grocery store and they give you a mask, is it going to have the store's logo over your mouth? How cute will people get with it? How far will it go? I wish we didn't have to find out, but it would seem that the masks are here to stay. Mask usually means, I don't want you to know who I am. Because I'm about to rob this place or something. That's what a mask might mean. Could mean trick or treat. These days, it means pandemic. So despite the better efforts of the Green Hornets of the world to give masks a good reputation, despite Mr. Wrestling 1 and 2, Mass will continue to earn their bad reputation. Nobody likes them. It's one of those things, everybody's dealing with it, nobody likes it. But that sounds to me like a chance for unity. That sounds to me like a rallying point. Couldn't people of all races and religions, ideologies, couldn't we all get together for a mask burning? We could agree on that, right? There are opportunities here. There are also dangers. I talk about the masks kind of feeling and looking biblical. There are big ideas that have been tested by history. But to those without a sense of history, these ideas might seem to be worth a shot. I would hate for extreme circumstances to foster acceptability of extreme thought. I don't want the stigma to completely go away because it's been thrown around so much, because then it's not useful anymore. Where does one find stigma these days? What's over the line? I mean, we've seen socialism surge in America. I think we'd see that one. But between Bernie and AOC, the people are there. You know, there's enough folks that they're represented. And I might think that we as Americans, that we all know better. But you see, there are folks that don't know better. They don't know. And they look at things, it's kind of like confirmation bias, but it's in reverse. You're biased towards yourself, so you want to believe what you think is true. You want to believe it so you'll be right. Well, otherwise you'd think something else, right? And so when that happens, the thing to do is just throw on your mask and go to the store. I did hear from Carolina Outdoors host Bill Barty yesterday morning. I did hear him remind our listeners that although the isolation is beginning to get to everyone, that it's still illegal to make your own moonshine. I did find that out from Bill Barty the other day. I'm not that bored yet. I'm cooking up my own booze on the stove. You see, that's a bad idea. Time has proven that lots can go wrong. But if you don't know from experience, remember David Duke? I like to think we had seen our last David Duke. There's not another one on the horizon that I can tell. But old ideas were public policy not that long ago. I mean, we don't remember it, and we're responsible for ourselves. But you don't have to go back many generations to where mindset that will get you tossed these days. It was how it was. You don't have to go back that far. Folks that haven't seen it with their own eyes, they might think theirs is the analysis that cracks the code, and they can be the ones to make socialism work. And you see shades of that in our representation. This is starting to be enough people that they're represented in government. Well, people are told they're bad so much. If you tell something and treat something every day like it's bad, it will eventually become bad. And so are we going to see another David Duke someday? Because of folks that were going to be okay, but maybe had some pre-existing mental prefixes. You know, they fixated on some negative things rather easily. It's part of our nature as problem solvers, is to focus attention on what's bugging us. That's good and bad. If you use that to fix a problem, if you use the motivation of getting that to go away, if you use that to fix a problem, great. If you use it to dig in your heels and be against one another, well, you see, it's more fuel for that. It's a deeper trench. The lines in the sand have gotten so deep that we've fallen in. And we might feel safe for now, but the deeper the trench, the more trouble if it collapses on you. And see people gravitate towards old ideas. We do not do much of anything, really, in the way of discrediting all old ideas, because a lot of it we want to keep for ourselves. We want to keep some pleasant memories. Well, my experience hasn't been yours, and I'd like to keep mine. I'd like to keep the reminders of mine. I want history to stay intact. The one that I grew up believing in. I don't want to suddenly give that up in the middle of my life. It's a foothold. It's something I cling to. It's part of my identity. People talk about so much about identity. There are so many people that being from this part of the country is a big part of who they are. And that transcends race, really. You don't understand how it would. But the folks that don't know from their own experience that an old idea is a bad idea may breathe new life into those old ideas. You call it, treat it like it's done something wrong for long enough, and you will have a creature that does bad things. And I don't want us to devolve ideologically and emotionally as we evolve past this virus. Chris Farrell, 655.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.